broken iron ankle rings. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Gabriel came to Mary. The first thing he said is, "Hail." Hail means what? Rejoice. The posture for receiving in the prophetic is joy. Isaiah said, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." How do you draw? With joy. There is an excitement with which you enter. There is an excitement with which you receive. There is somebody that is having that postnatal sensation of joy in his spirit. You are not yet seeing it, but there is something that is communicating into your heart that something is about to happen. That something is about to happen. One beautiful thing that will happen today is that God will give you something that will make you not to forget this day. Let me tell you, in my life there are junctions I still remember. Remember the first day I met Dr. Philip Mofunga? I will never forget. I remember certain junctions in my life I cannot forget. And I'm going to speak to you as a father. Not because I am a father by now. I'm a father by diligence. A father has experience. You don't buy it. Experience is not that I've gone through many things. Experience is that I've gotten approval through many things. If you have not failed before, you can't be a father. If anybody tells you only the story of his success, it's not yet a father. A father defends you from where he fell. And he shows you the path which he succeeds. You listen to me. So I just perceive in my spirit, since I've been praying in the night, I perceive in my spirit that there is a download. And I can just see it, like some of you who know how to discern, from the IT. You know, you are just going on the side, you just see some places, download available. Have you seen it before? Sometimes you ignore it. But you are careful and you need it and you click on it. You enter certain space. You enter certain portals that will be forever useful to you. It is not every icon that you ignore. Some things appear just like a picture, but they are more than a picture. They are icons. When you touch them, they give you entrance. And download available. Download is available. There is an upgrade available. I speak prophetically. I came here in my prophetic office. I didn't come here as a pastor. I came here in my prophetic office. And I know that anytime God takes me there, things happen. There is an upgrade available. Are you listening to me? Now, when you catch malaria, it is an invisible thing you contact. But in the process of time, it will change your body system. There is an invisible thing you are contacting from heaven, and it will upgrade you. He says unto them, he said, wait, don't be in a hurry. He said, wait for the promise of the Father. He said, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you will receive power. He said you will change. This one that you are hiding, nobody will advise you to come out. You will just find out that boldness has come upon you. And Peter, that has been meeting upstairs with his guys in the upper room, suddenly, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, and it divided tongues of fire upon them. And hear me, that is a promise of heaven, that nobody comes under this meeting this morning and goes back the same. It's like the upper room experience. The cloven tongues of fire divided over all. Now, even if you are not interested, the Lord cast his yoke upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Please take your seats. Take your seat. Now, the most important aspect of life are not visible. You carry your phone. The strength of it is called software. The hardwares are the toys. You can mimic this phone with a toy. It will look exactly the same. What would make the difference is the internal component, the invisible part, your operating system. The real you is your invisible part. We look alike, but we don't carry the same thing. What God wants to touch is what is not visible to the eyes. And when he touches it, in the process of time, the physical world will understand it has been touched. The most deadly thing in the world are invisible. The coronavirus is invisible. That's why you don't know who has it. You say, so you avoid it to shake people, you are covering your nose. Covering your mouth. The greatest killers I never seen. In fact, some of them don't subject themselves to microscopic tests. You won't see them. So you need to find out about them. You only study what they leave behind. Their chemical component. Spirit. Somebody says spirit. Spirit rule the world. Spirit rule the heavens. Spirit rules the head. What kind of spirit do you carry? That's what Pastor was trying to tell us about the people that went to find Baba. The children of this world are wiser in their generation. They know how to run. But we that have the original, we take it on, we are on serious about it. Glory to God. I speak to you this morning. Paul said to the Romans, said, when I come to you, he said, I'll be late to come to you, but when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the gospel, of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. The fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. So Paul knows when he's coming with blessing. Blessing can be that tangible. When I was a child, when I preached like a preacher, I didn't understand that there are certain things I carry. Now, it is not pride. I know what I have. Peter said, look unto us. Such as we have, we give to you. The reason why you can't give it is because you don't even know you have it. Jacob looked at his son. Isaac looked at his son when his brother had already taken the thing and had left. Because every resource of heaven is tangible. Not only tangible, it's a measure. When it's there, it's there. When it's gone, it's gone. If there is much left, you know. If there is nothing left, you know. There are certain orders that are just one. There are certain orders that are in multiples. There are certain orders that are given in replenishable manner. There are some that are just covenant blessing. They just move. When they move, you can't catch up with them again. They are gone. That was the one that happened in the house of Isaac. The real crisis of Esau was his mother. His mother knew from time that Jacob was the preferred. So Jacob had it. That mama don't take side. Oh my God. I love you, Esau. But you know what? While you guys were in my tummy, I knew the side Jacob was. That side didn't used to pain me. And I have known that this one is the one that will prosper. I'm speaking about somebody here. There is somebody here that he that has authority over you has spoken differently about you. But as Jacob spoke about Reuben, I come to reverse that order over your life. As Moses came back to speak over Reuben, he said, let Reuben live and not die. I reverse the order that the people that have authority over you have spoken over you. I reverse that order. I reverse that order. You are here. The battle you are fighting is not your own. It was just because somebody was preferred above you. It was because there was somebody preferred above you. And you are in a struggle. And in the name of Jesus, every attempt to exchange your destiny, I reverse such order. I stand in the spirit and the place of my call, and I reverse that order in the mighty name of Jesus. Please take your seat. So the mother told Jacob what to do. Okay? While that guy rushes out to go and get animal. Get a domestic. He's looking for wife. Get domestic. Prepare it. Your father know they see. May you be not be the father that cannot see. And the day that you cannot see, may you be guided. So Jacob took the blessing. He took it away. When Esau came, I'm talking about the blessing. When Esau came, he said, okay, daddy, I've come with the meat. He said, is this Esau? You came earlier. He said, daddy, I didn't come here. Oh. Somebody already got through the protocol and got the blessing. He said, look at the blessing going now. I've seen it. That's gone. He said, daddy, check. There should still be some. He said, this type is only one. It came from my daddy to me. And he asked me to also send it. It's a generational journey. I've released it. It's gone. He's going. Look at it. And he said, daddy! Daddy! And daddy said, there is something I can do. He said, but let me tell you your journey. The journey of the man that receives that blessing. He said, with your sword, you will live. It's either you have the blessing or you have sword. In my language, they call it Ogu. It's either you can fight truth. Some people to write down with this war. To do interview with this war. To marry, war.
If they marry to have children, war. I'm describing Esau. His blessing has gone. You are now left with the life of war. The only way to survive when the blessing is not there is war. I'm talking about deep war. When people do it once, you will do it three times. And you will have to go through fasting and deep prayer. Blessing will ease your journey. Especially the blessing of a father. Oh my God. I'm talking about tangible blessing. The other day that Jesus was sending his disciples out for the first time, he said, wherever else you enter, release the shalom, my peace. They thought it was greeting. It wasn't greeting. The release is an utterance. I am on a half Arabia Kosila Bata Brandish Shalabia Ruba Marabila Kosibrundi Halabia Tuna Ika Bania Kosiparabia Ta Lekobana Sibrundi Shalabandi. This is the day of division. This is the day of division. This is the day of division. Between them that join themselves to you and that the Lord has not joined to you. This is the day of separation. This is the day of separation. Of that which is associated with your destiny, but the Lord did not command the association. This is the day of departure. This is the day of departure. Of them that walk in your journey but are not ordained for your journey. This is the day of division. This is the day of separation. Hear the voice of the Lord. From this hour, you will see exposed, you will see the Lord expose darkness. You will see the Lord bring light. And your journey will be different. Abba Nikopara Bikosivania. After I minister to your feet. I minister to your feet. I minister to your feet. In the name of Jesus, begin to gain dominance. Begin to gain dominance. Begin to gain no dominance. And that is the Lord, the air mysteries that will usher you into a new day. They are already here. They are taking you to a new day. They are taking you to a new experience. They are taking you to a new experience. The foul experience is over. The foul experience is over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please take your seat. God bless you. I'm still speaking. I'm still speaking about the blessing. And so, the Lord said, go. Whatever house you enter, if there release my peace, declare shalom. It's not greedy. So when I say bless you, some of you think it's a religious conversation. I am not doing religious conversation. There is a release. Spirit travels through words. I will tell you different ways through spirit travel. Spirit travels through deep emotion. That's why when you are conversing in the place of prayer and the whole of your spirit is engrossed, you are attracting spirit. Even the spirit of God. That's why I say fervent intention. Any kind of deep emotion carries spirit. If you carry a wrong deep emotion, and somebody is lying on your body and is entering inside your body, and you are saying, oh, I cannot leave you on my life. I'm so, you think your spirit can come. Spirit. So many people have been delayed and stranded and caged because they invited spirit. Oh, you think I'm just talking? I'm not talking. I'm teaching you. Deep emotion. deep-seated desires can cause spirits to travel. Travel in or travel out.
Are you listening to me? Can I still speak? So be careful how you operate on your inside. One day, 15 years ago, the Lord woke me up. And he said, go to the book of Luke. I went to Luke. He said, go to chapter 22. And I got to chapter 22. And he said, look at it. And I saw the only verse I saw that day was, and Satan entered Judas. Spirit entered. How did he come? Deep-seated desire for money. That's why the scripture says, guard your heart above all things. For out of it comes. Somebody said, they told me not to be cutting this problem because when I cut it, it doesn't go well with them. But I thought I knew. Because you enter inside before you do. Spirit travels with you. Spirit. Spirit. I used to have a girlfriend. 7 years. And after I got married, the Lord told me, go and look for her. I said, why? He said, look at these people. I looked. I saw them. They had Muslims. They were coming with me. There you. We hold you with your work. I said, what work? And they mentioned my former girlfriend. Long ago. I left this girl before I got married. It was almost 7 years. So I said, how do I find you? How do I find you? The Lord said, go in the street. So I called her. I contacted her. I said, whatever I call you, go hold water. Anybody. And immediately I contacted her. We didn't talk to her. Her father went to look for my mother. That same week. And her father said, it is my daughter that asked me to look for you. I don't know what she wanted. And my mom called me and said, do you still have anything with this girl? I said, what? I said, no. But I contacted her. She said, how? Then why are they coming to me? They said, they needed your number. I said, have you given it to them? Say yes. I said, God bless you, mama. Because there is an unresolved issue that I need to resolve. Now one morning she called me. I said, you called me. Say yes. I said, after almost 10 years, say yes. I have to call you. Because you have moved on. I have never moved on. Said, I know they don't remember me. I said, me. Say yes. I said, then I need to see you. He said, where are you? I said, I'm in Lagos. Are you in Lagos? I said, I'm in Lagos. I said, where? He said, I'm Tony Village. I said, I'm there. I'm here. 15 minutes, I'm there. But there's something I'm contending with in that culture. You see, some of you preach new creation realities, you don't know what the power of enforcement is. Because there are issues around your life that you don't even take note of. So when I got to her house, you know what she did? That shook me to my head. She brought out the letter and that wrote one. I didn't know it was my writing again. I was just maybe out of second.
perceive the things you saw. See, bear witness to this thing. My leg was shaking. When I read it, my head was heavy. I said, I don't know what to say. Maybe to say sorry or to say, is that whatever you want to say? Is this you? I said, are you still here? He said, yes, I'm still there. I said, is there anything you think I can do about this? He said, I don't know, but is this you? Isaac dug well, the block. Then he dug Sibna. Sibna means what? Contempt. They block it because there was contention there. That territory has contention. If there is, if that territory has contention, you may not move forward. Then he dug another one. They blocked it. If that one is called Sibna, there is the second one, which is Tribe. Essek. But he didn't give up. He didn't give up. He dug Essek. Strive. Two major things that must lead a man's destiny. It is contention and strife. Some of you think you are journeying, but there is still a place for the enemy to contend. Oh, I don't have time to preach. I was talking to a girl in Zeniba. She said, I've never been promoted. I want to resign. I said, let me talk to you. As we were talking in the park, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw strife. The junction where she was strife. And there was bitterness. Bitterness caught up grace. Let that be any root of bitterness. Wherein many be defiled. And do you know the funny part of bitterness is that it's a root. Nobody sees root. You can be laughing and bitter. Bitterness is a root. You may say, I've forgiven him. You are speaking. And you know bitterness? Bitterness defies many. When bitterness enters a circle, almost everybody there will be defiled. You know how it happens? That thing that is making you bitter. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I won't talk about it. There is a family. He used to like Pastor Ayo before. It has fully long ago, what I've said. But there is still a root. Hey, all these preachers, this word will soon end though. Then you too, you carry it. It's not even your own trouble, or you swap it. This time you see the picture, you say, it will affect Pastor alone, it will affect Pastor Zinga because it's his friend. It will affect other pastors. You'll be bitter about pastors. Let there be any root of bitterness wherein many be defiled. Oh, can you give me that scripture in Hebrews chapter 12? I'm just jumping around, but I don't know what the Holy Ghost is doing to me. I told you I'm in a prophetic office, so I will speak to you about matters that will resolve issues in your life. And when I am leaving, I will put a blessing. I have been authorized to bless. Okay.
Let me finish that story of that lady. And by the time I was getting to the place where I would drop her, I said, "Madam, you are bitter. You can't go for it." She said, "Bitter, but." I said, "The bitterness is even in your office." She said, "Yeah, I can't understand that. So leave me, don't call me that thing. That's the problem." You see, when it is the issue of the flesh, when your problem is in the flesh, your sin, it is easy to deal with. The Holy Ghost can convict you fast when it's flesh. You are doing things in the flesh, your conviction can quickly come and you repent. But when you have the sin that is attached to self, it masquerades. It masquerades beyond the convicting power of the Spirit. Because you will feel justified about it. You will feel justified about it. So I told her, I said, "There is trouble even in that office, there's trouble." That's why you can't be promoted. You are bitter. I said, think. He said, "Pastor, please, what did you do?" I said, "There is some offense that you are keeping. It tells you get one." I said, "You are pattering the offense like a baby. You are not seeing it. You can't know success and bitterness at the same time." So said, "Please, Daddy, don't go. I think I understand what you are saying. But can God punish me for this?" "This is not God that is punishing you." He said, "Even when it is me that was cheated." I said, "Tell me your story." He said, "Pastor, I cheated this guy. Then we were not yet in the same bank. I met this guy in church. I thought he was a child. And we started a relationship. One thing led to the other. I got pregnant for him. Both of us failed as she died. And he started blaming me for things." They tell me, "How did it happen?" He said, "He was walking in another bank close to me and brings me from the island. One day, it was too late. The traffic was terrible. Stopped over. I said, 'Well, my boyfriend, I can sleep in the other room.' I slept over. And we had it. And after that time, then the same time, after that time, once in a while, I just forget. And it became a constant. I got pregnant. And he started saying, 'This brother, what is your stopping over? You see what it has cost us.' I said, 'Are you feeling very bitter? Is it my stopping over or you coming to meet me in the room where I stopped over?' So I said, 'Okay, where do we go from here?' He said, 'Me, I don't know.' Then this guy stopped from picking me. Before I knew, this guy was in Dubai. He was on leave, I didn't know." He said, "Pastor, when I saw that we were getting to the second floor, I put my head together and said, 'This guy will mess me up.' And I just got my job, they will send me out of the bank. I will lose in on full time." He said, "I quickly went to do an abortion. Until tomorrow, until about 4th month, that is, so that I was not troubling him again before he started calling me. I told him, 'Never in your life should you call me again. In your life, you don't call my number again.' He tried to reach out to me and say, I said, 'Because you know I'm taking care of your problem, that's why you are calling back. You are a devil.' Then not long, he got married. Even before me. And I cried. And I thank God now that I am married. I have my own husband." He said, "Danny,
You have your own house. And you are even blessed with a son. What do you think God did? He forgave you for the abortion. But you cannot. He said, I don't go to the headquarters because of this guy. Because I don't like to see him. Because of him, I have to marry from Anglican church. All these Pentecostal guys. They're devils. You see how bitterness is working. I said, darling, you remain here, nothing of him. Nothing will work. So I have to take her through some time. During COVID-19. When she had settled with God, during COVID-19 last year, when everybody was afraid of losing their job, she changed her own job and got a fresh salary that is times 3. You know what I'm saying is? Verse 14. Give me verse 14 of this Hebrews chapter 12. I'll show you something. You see, everything I'm saying here is prophetic. Because the reason why I'm saying this is because somebody is in that situation. Nothing different. I'm talking about the blessing. And what can withhold the blessing? Go to verse 13. Mystery is for your feet. Let that root, his limb, be turned out of the way. Let it be rather be healed. Verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And the next verse is looking diligently. That's what I want. Lest any man fail of the grace. What are the circumstances that make grace fail? Lest any root of bitterness. Bringing up trouble you. When you keep bitterness, you keep trouble. The biggest thing God did for you is forgiveness. If you can't give it to others, you don't have the Christ life. He knows the kind of forgiveness I've done. Because I am not better if I'm not forgiven. Me, I'm not better than the worst of people if that's not that I'm forgiven. The biggest sacrifice a man can give is forgiving. It's the direct path to God like it. So it's conditional. They forgive our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's not an easy path. But when you hold bitterness, you bust the pipe that supplies grief. Grace fails. You cut off the supply. You cut off supply. And it will be as if blessing is not working. Looking diligent. Somebody say looking diligent. You know what looking diligent means? Really means it's a deep search. I have a deep search every day, not to have all bitterness. It's a diligent search. The life they may have moved on is a lie. Something is still springing up. The Lord breaks that struggle in your life. The final one will be for me to pray and bless you. Jesus said, Daddy, give me. He said, it has left. He said, what you are left with is what? Sword. He said, you will live by yourself. He said, but when you become tired. That's the last hope left for everybody. When you become tired of the situation, you can change it. That's the last hope God does not withhold from anybody. The only man that will suffer forever is the man that has surrendered to suffering. He said, you will live by your soul. Your brother will rule over you. But one day that you become restless. He said, you will break his yoke. But it's not pleasant to live by this world. Some of you think you are smart. Some of us have lived by this world. There's a time, if they submit paper for exam, my own reason. From common entrance, they release results. Some of us, our own result was not free. They did eat. Yes, common entrance. So I began investigation. I said, when I got sick, I began investigation. Because being born again is not enough. The Lord must open your eyes. The day God opened my eyes and took me to events of 1940 something. Situations that I began to address. Because you can live by the sword. Even you will still be a believer. You know, those days when we were in parties. I quickly jump to collect food. Because if I don't quickly stand up, if I leave it to regular serving, if I don't quickly fight, by the time they come to my, they will pass my table. They will serve everybody on my table, they leave me. Then I will have to beckon to them, hello, 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 you didn't complete this table. Then they will say, sir, we are coming back. By the time they come back, there will be no meat. Or they serve others with rice and moi moi and coleslaw with meat and fish. But by the time they are coming, they say, sorry, sir, please, can you just mind me? Just think we have the one fish. So I knew I'm a fighter. Are you listening to me? So when they are serving, I don't joke. I said I don't want to eat. Those days, I stand up, I say, Oga, I beg, give me. In fact, there was a time I became the author in other people's party. When we finish school supper, I said, we'll go to people's party. They say, please, come. We don't know them. Hello, uncle, God bless you. It is well with you. Please, come. Serve this table. Then me and Femi, they will say, bring older, bring star. We'll go and keep it. We want to use it for weekend. Then we'll be helping to serve. Then all the family people will even be calling us. That please, uncle, please help me to get food for this. No, no, wait. It's not your turn. Shout hallelujah! Jabez had to say, hold that thou wouldest bless me. He said, that's the only thing that can change this condition. There is a pronouncement on my life that has followed me from nursery school. I'm even ashamed to describe myself. When they ask for my name, hello, what's your name? He said, my name is Jabez. In my own native language, it means Oloshi. And that followed him. It was his mistake. It was his mother. The mother said, this child will kill me. For 9 months, she was sick to death.
The day she was going to deliver this boy, she lost blood and became anemic. When she gave back to the boy, in the culture, they speak experience over the child. They spoke experience. The experience made he made that best an aberration. You know why I called him an aberration? If you look at the place where the story of Jabez was described, you remember that story? Second Chronicles, chapter number 4. If you go to verse 1, let me show you the mystery of Jabez. I'm still saying the same thing. Bless. Because I came here to bless. I've noted one of the things that can hinder blessing. I've shown you how spirits fly. I've told you that spirit rules the world. I told you you need to be strong in spirit. Hear me. Don't start your life from the cosmetic angle. I dress well. I look good. Are you listening to me? But that's not me. The real me is not what you are seeing. I have a makeup you cannot understand. I have a makeup like a lion in the night and a lamb in the morning. The deciders don't decide when I'm not there anymore. When a day is exchanging and to another day, I'm there. I said the door of my day, I'm a watcher. You don't bring anything here. I stand at the gate. I'm not as nice as you look, as I look. I'm not. I have a makeup you don't understand. I got into a new office and everybody was trying to say hi. I was joking with everybody. They felt I was a plastic pastor. And their witchcraft there made the meeting. They asked one of them to go and visit me. And that one had come earlier because we are from the area, the same area in my village. Yeah, okay, fine boy, I said, I'll be fine, but you said you'll be fine again, now you know. He said, okay, he got jazzy, me, okay, I'm about to jazzy, me, you go jazzy, go. Then in the night she came. She came in as a beast. As she was entering my room, she came with injection. I heard that. You don't know who you are talking to. I said, you are a fool. The conversation we had in the afternoon is not me. This is the enemy. I said, now I'm going to put you to public shame. She was shaking. I threw her out of my room. It was in the spirit. It was around 2 a.m. So I picked my phone. I called her number. I said, you have to pick. When it was 2:15, she picked. Hello, God. I said, you just left. He said, go hear me. I said, okay, I will make you understand in the morning when I will displace you. He said, Jeremiah. You use, no, not spirit. Interpretation of prophets. The girl came to me. I told her, you just left. She said, she was pretending. I said, you know we just saw each other. Why are you saying you don't? She started thinking. I said, I'll be with you in the morning. Just leave my phone. She came 6 a.m. to the office, calling me. Oh, guy, I'm in the office already. I said, by 6. He said, hey, John, for your no, guy, hey, John. Please, I beg you, I want to see you before you get to the office. I said, so wait, Mr. B.
coming.
When I got to Mr. Bid, openly she was kneeling down. She said, "That please, forgive me. It's not my fault. It's my grandmother that gave me this gift. Forgive me. We had a meeting. They said I can check on you." I said, "Go and tell them."
And you live your life as if it is makeup. You live your life as if it is that simple. Every junction of your life where there is essence, where there is it now, Radobakasikopalia, you will get past it today. Every place in your life where there is contention, where there is strife, I say you get past it today. I say you get past it today. I say you get past it today. In the name of Jesus. Look at Jabez, the sons of Judah. Where is Jabez? Verse 9, right? And 10. But this is the beginning. This is how the story of Jabez started. They were enumerating the sons of Judah. The sons of Judah. Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Or, Shobal. And they were describing them. How can a Jabez be a son of Judah? It's an aberration. There is a manipulation. It ought not to be. How did it happen? It was the mother that wanted to change the destiny of Judah and called him Jabez. Every authority that have maligned your destiny, we command a recovery. We command a recovery. We command a recovery. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just because before I close. Just before I close. I'm about to close. Don't stand up again. I came here for you. Sit down. Fathers carry blessings. Not because they have not sinned. Not because they are the holiest. Not because they are smart. But because they have worked with God. Working with God is not mean, it does not mean you are perfect. It means you have gone through. In this work, I have failed, I have completed, I have done the two. In 1 Kings chapter number 5, 1 Kings chapter number 5, this is the word of Solomon to the king of Aram, his father's friend. And the king of Aram of Tyre sent his servant unto Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father, for Aram was ever a lover of David. And Solomon sent to Aram, saying, look at the words of Solomon. Thou knowest how that David my father could not build an house unto the name of his Lord, his God, for the wall which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the sole of his feet. That is a father. May you have a father. It is not a man that has been through war. It is the man that has subdued the war. That's a father. It's not that my eyes don't see you. No. It is that the things that your eyes saw brought you approval. You have seen a man who are falling and rising and still standing. Don't throw him away. It's an asset. It's not a common thing. Most people only have the CD of salt. Is that my father couldn't do it? Because of that, verse 4. But now the Lord my God had given me rest on every side. You know why God rests on every side? His father battled on every side. There are certain battles you don't need to go through. If you can relate to the blessings of the man that has been through it. I don't know if I'm communicating at all. He said now, but now the Lord has given me rest on every side so that there is neither adversary. It doesn't mean there is no enemy. There is no adversary. Enemies are still there, but they can't advance. Enemies will always be around. But adversaries are enemies who are making advances already. The Lord pegged my enemy. He said, there are no adversary, no evil occurrence. He said, this, I'm enjoying a season because my father fought battle for every side. It will be foolish for you to start the way it started. I came to give you my shoulder to climb upon. I came to show you my scars so that you will not be bruised. I came to shield you from the enemy that shot me at the shell. I came that you may build what I did not build. But now the Lord has given me rest on every side. If you can access a man that has been battled, God can excuse you from battles. And you know how my father had walls on every side so that I could not build the house of the Lord. But at the end, the loss of you is enemy on that. I have a testimony. The loss of you, my enemy. So now, Solomon says, so now I have rest on every side. And you are the Solomon that can say that because your father has battled, you have rest. And your enemies cannot make advances. And there is no evil occurring. Now the things we could not build, you will build. Let me tell you, this is the order of God. God makes some improvements of hearts. If you don't understand spiritual things, you will be unhappy when your son is rising above you. That's what John did not understand. A forerunner cannot be. Bigger. John the Baptist didn't understand. He only said it. He must increase. I will decrease. When the day of his decrease came, he was angry. He said, my cousin. In prison. He can't come. He became bitter. You can't be bitter and be better. He said, go and ask him. Is he the one that is to come? When has things changed? When you started love, marriage. He said, God give it to me. When trouble came, he said, Lord, are you sure you are the one that gave me this room? And when you are building a house, the wind must blow. The flood must come. If you are building and there is no tent, Where is the building? What's the strength of the building? I married you. So many people are divorced today because of crisis. So many people have left the church today because of crisis. Your pastor made a mistake. But you thought it was God. You thought God sent you an angel. You don't know blood flows in his veins. And to support him and correct him in love and make him get better, you say, I would rather leave. I would go and join Mountain of Glory Greece. And these days, there are always alternatives on every street. So you can jump from one ship to another. It's always easy. There's a departure from the early church. Early church was not an event-based church. Today is an event-based church. The sophistication of our equipment and the ambience that makes a good church. And if the guy can speak good English, like Ugo, and he has nice ties. Some of you who accept me, if not, I have this Italian jacket.
But
you know, come just look and say, yeah. And again, I have the cross that says, I loved you. They say, I think I did that fast. He's God. Can I talk to you? First Kings, I'm opening my heart to you. First Kings chapter number 19. You know what Elijah said? Elijah said, take my life. That was the only thing that started making God to make Elijah live. He said, for I'm not better than my father. When you say I'm not better than my father, God does not need you. Every new generation is an improvement of the other in God's agenda. He said, my father fought battles. Now I have rest on every side. There is a transfer of a grace that we call rest. Rest. Are you listening to me? I made a covenant with God. I said, I waited to have a baby for 10 years. My sons must not wait. No! One of them called me last year during the COVID lockdown. He said, Baba, you said your sons will not wait. I'm your son. Hey! That will touch me in the back. How many years are you now? Like me, in 3 years, I said, God forbid, my sons will not be. So I went to God in prayers. I woke them up in the morning. I said, where's your wife? He said, 5 a.m. I said, you are going to sleep again after this prayer. I'm not joking. I prayed to the night. I said, God, honor this covenant. So I prayed. July, I think it was June. July, they called me here. Daddy, you be like saying, I don't know if you say it be like saying Nabiti. This morning I woke them, they woke me up this morning. They said, Daddy, we are due for this month. But they said it is transfer. I said, what language is that? Transfer. I said, now your baby, they inside that woman. And the baby to call. I said, you want to spend money? I said, if you do superior, you will become a president. That's what you keep doing. We were ignorant from years ago. We are no longer ignorant. I said, move with audacity.
Another of my sons, he finished up one day, he called me, he said, I recorded it in tape. The day we came for counseling with you, he said, your son will not wait. The guy is on my phone.
Hey. And you are waiting.
He said, in fact, they were crying. They said, there is no sperm count. No. I said, the one that I know is low sperm count.
Is that this one? They say no. Ayakobara mina kosia labia. Ah, the thing hurt me. My shoes were hot. I got to the office. I couldn't concentrate. Lord, did that look good? I prayed. When I was driving back home, the Lord said to me, "Go and lay your hands." I said, "Thank you, God. Thank you, God." So I called them, "Where are you?" They said, "We are going for meeting soon." I said, "I'm coming to your church." They said, "Are you ministering there?" I said, "Ministering where?" "I'm coming to meet you. I don't have business with what you are doing." So I drove straight to the church. I patiently waited for their service to be over. I went to the back. I said, "This God that I serve said I should lay my hands on you." And I said, "Both of you, I'm laying my hands on you to go and get pregnant now." My elder, I lay my hands and pray. I said, "Lord, I've done what you asked me to do." That all known men, no sperm count has been pregnant. Now they have two sons. So I called them and said, "Did you record the other one? Because the first one, you said you recorded it. The one that we played inside church, did you record?" The wife said, "I recorded that one too." I said, "Good. The word of the Lord is true." During last year, February, I was in a church and a woman was there. 13 years married, no baby. And while I was ministering, the Lord said, "You have a baby girl." I didn't know her. And I left. And when I went back there to the same church in Badak, she wasn't pregnant. I felt ashamed. I said, "Look, if God spoke to you, it's not me that spoke to you. Are you resisting God's word?" "I don't know that you are praying." Okay. I just returned from my trip in March. I just came back to the country. And by June, July, during lockdown, they called. "Is she called?" "She's the 13-year-old. I said, "There's something you're not doing right." "I don't know what I'm not doing right." I said, "Where is your husband?" He said, "My husband is in Port Harcourt." I said, "You are the war against this problem. This thing does not happen by healing. How can your husband be in Port Harcourt and you are here and you are telling me the word of the..." He said, He used to come. "Who is supposed to be firing every day? Is it not you?" I said, "You are leaving now to Port Harcourt." He said, "There is lockdown now." I said, "Break protocol. Break it. Break it and go." He said, "But daddy, I've been making a card. They said it will take me about 25,000. I said, "Should I give you money?" Anyhow, this is the best time. There is lockdown. The husband is not doing anything. He's locked down there. You are locked down. Go and lock yourself down. Go and lock yourself down and let the angels monitor what the Lord wants to do." And she went to obey the Lord. She went. I went to their church again in February. I spoke my coffee. I said, "You see now, you wanted to use your own laziness to hinder the word of the Lord." What am I saying? There is a blessing. If you carry it, you carry it. You may not like my face. I carry it. Elijah said, "I am not better than my father. You are not qualified to lead if you won't be better." So God said, "Go and anoint Elijah." He could not. He said, "Take my life. I am not better than my father. I'm not better than my father. If you are not going to be better, you are not qualified for every blessing. The release of blessing is to be an improvement of the former generation. I have come to bless you, that you may be a better experience of me." That where I fall, you will not fall. That the mistakes I made, you will not make. That the blessings I see, you will see it greater. I say you will see it greater. That the things that work for me will work for you double.
You know what? When Elijah got the anointing of Elijah, he was too cautious. Why? Because Elijah's own has not been fully used. And Elijah's own was doubled on it.
How can a man give excuse to go? And he was given the excuse. He said, I'm not better than my father.
I used to ask myself a question. You see, anything that will cut your ministry short, the Lord will take care of it in the name of Jesus. Elijah took all the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel. You read the story, or you read it casually. Every of them. And finished them in one day. Is that man a lazy man? Then the following day, the same day, one lady just put up and said, I hail the king. Please, I just have a message for that prophet who called himself Elijah. Tell him, he knows me. When a girl is talking and you are running, get the phone. He said, tell him, Elijah knows me. Hey! I said, God, you must still tell me the story between Elijah and the sea. A fearless prophet who took down all, he gave them time. He said, oh, you can. Get ready, because all of you will die today. Assemble. As soon as you cannot call down fire, you are doomed, you are gone. All of you will die one after the other. And they called on the people called the three big call. When Elijah came, he said, your judgment has come. All of them put together in one day, slaughter them in bed and one girl. You don't be a woman, be a woman. Who do you think? One girl came up. I went to Ilorin one day. I finished ministry. And out of the crowd, one girl said, Ayo! My body shook. Because in that circle, anybody that has the capacity to call me Ayo, that person knows me. Then when she looked at me, she smiled and said, Jejenat. That's my name. Name them. My body shook. He said, you are here to preach yesterday. I said, they invite me. They invite me. I came from Lagos. So truly, you are now pastor. Truly, you are not pastor. I said, yes, no, I am pastor. I said, is this your church? He said, yes, it's my church. They were. I wanted to tell the pastor I would take evening service. Don't let me take, please release me. Don't let me take morning service. I beg you. And when they were going to call me to preach, she was sitting in front. She just smiled. Ewa. I sang for 30 minutes before I could preach. I was singing all the worship songs in this world. For me to get myself together. Then, when I started preaching, I faced only this corner throughout. All the blessing I wanted to bless was this corner. This corner is not qualified for blessing. Because Lola is he was my friend. Serious friend. It was when I finished preaching, I should now come to the pastor for peace. And I said, see, you need to pray with me. Then I started regaining my much. Because if that girl should go and see the pastor, as they I know him. And they will now talk about how we knew the level of knowledge. The pastor will not invite me again. for the sake of one girl called Jezebel. Jezebel didn't give him 7 days. That make it worse.
He said, tell that guy, what do you call his name? That prophet, that means all these things. Now I know where he means this. He just come, they keep it here. Tomorrow, the same thing he did to these people. I, Jezebel, I will do it to you tomorrow. And I expected that Elijah would say, Maharaba, Posi Araba. The power of the Most High, out of old.
Elijah had his back.
Oh, you don't understand.
He went into every command that wants to send your destiny to the wilderness.
I don't know why you hold them, but the Lord will turn their back. Whatever you hold them that wants to make them water down your feet, make your exploit of no effect, in the name of Jesus, heaven will rise to the occasion. Heaven will rise to the occasion for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sit down. The blessing is here. Thank you, the last time. Don't forget. The church of Jesus is a family. It's not a show stage. It's not a performance club. It's a family. You are called to build brotherhood. You are not called to competition. You are not called to be the most fashionable church in Lekki and Ajah. A friend of mine invited me to his church. Shook my head. They have dress code for ushers. The girls, they measure the inches of their shoes. I'm not lying. They said that shoe's too short. You can't come here with that shoe. Yeah. They have the kind of stature of girls that do ushers and greeters. All of them were like model. When I entered there, they were all of them were taller than me with their feet. This is tough. All these girls, they are gone for training. There is a way they walk, there is a way they smile. Of course, it's fake. It's fake. It's modeled after this world. The church that is event-driven is not the church of Jesus Christ. Event-driven. They are more concerned about props and decoration and sound and ambience. I'm not against all those things. But if that is the priority you have failed from the beginning, what did Jesus say in John chapter 13? I'll remind you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, that's the base of Jesus' church. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. When he was going in John 17, he says, the glory that you have given to me, I have given to them, that they may be one as we are one. The church that is just based on activity is not the church of Jesus. It must be based on brotherhood, on family. Family. Build a family for him. Abraham had 318 servants in his house, born in his house, and they could take over the whole world. Build a family. That's what God has called you to do. The blessing of the Lord will be there. Psalm 133.
Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren.
To what? Is it to come together?
What we practice today is to come together in unity. We only come Sunday, Wednesday in unity. We don't dwell in unity. There's a difference between dwelling in unity and gathering in unity. When we gather, all of us are the same. But when we leave, we are not the same.
You want to use Brother Adebayo's car?
Yeah. It's happening. Oh. It's just a shock absorber. It's just a shock absorber. The mechanic is carrying it too much. It's a lie. He's been using the shock absorber like that. There is no bond. In Acts of Apostles, they have things in common.
When they brought a new car, when I brought the latest car in the house, and one of us needed a car to travel, he came. He said, Pastor, I need a car. I said, the only car is here. Go and take it.
Ah, is that this new one?
I said, it's not an idol.
They didn't give me an idol. They gave me a car. Take it. He said, so maybe... Even me, but if they do me like, I will not take this car.
The car left. It wasn't yet 2 months in my house. It left first week.
My wife said, where is this car? I said, it has gone on track. She said, where? She said, with my son.
Ah.
She said, it's well. She said, yes, it is well. If God can trust you with the car, what then can God trust you with?
If God can trust you with it, if God can trust you with your car, what about if somebody is falling to labor in the middle of the night? A lady has almost given birth in my car before. My car, that's pastoral ministry. I rushed down to their ghetto, down. Before my car could come out, it's locked. Because the girl said, hey, it's coming. I was driving through every kind of gallop and it got stopped. Bam! I said, Jesus, don't let my car become an hospital. Help me to move out of it. By the time we moved to the hospital, we gave birth right in the reception. Ordinary car, God can trust you. The church of Jesus Christ is based on brotherhood, family, love. That's what you are called to be. It's not a social club. It's not just a place for self-care where people come to collect miracles. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil. Unity breeds anointing. The genuine anointing is not the one you run to the mountain for. It is the one that is brewed in the place of unity. Like the oil that runs from the head of Aaron down his garment, down his beard and his garment. He said, for there the Lord commands his blessing. If you want to see blessing, build your family. Build what?
Oh, I love John's gospel. John said, I know that you have passed from death to life.
Why?
Because you love the brethren. The proof of escape from death is that you love the brethren.
He said, for if you claim to love God, and you do not love your brother, how do you claim to love God? Build a family. How many of you are doing to the pastor's day? Your first assignment is compassion. I'm saying things that you may not like to hear, but that is the truth of this gospel.
By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, not by your sticker.
Harvest World, the family of miracles. There are more born again cars in Nigeria than born again Christians. This is my year of openness and flying to success. Nice sticker. But the man inside me, I was on island one day, and two cars hit each other. And one came down and said, "You must be a bastard from your mother's." The other one said, "Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? I will show you who I am now. Just now. 1 minute. 1 minute. You will find out that you are a son of Eli." And as they came out to fight, the other one just saw the sticker. Winner, winner. Are you a true son of Papa? You think you are a true son of Papa? But their character is no winner. Every one of us that passed shook our head. Because there was no sticker, they would have broken each other's head. Jesus wants to build a family. The peak of the revelation of the Godhead is his fatherhood and his family. He wants a family in the earth. He wants a family in Lekki. How many of you are proud to be a part of this family? The power of the Spirit is available. The word of the Lord is available. Your vision must be shaped by God. Don't build a family where they don't know each other. Everybody knows each other. Everybody does what? Knows each other. I got a slogan for you. I got a slogan for you early in the morning in Isaiah 41. Let me quickly read it to you. Then everybody stands up and I'm out of here. After we pray, Isaiah 41, verse 6. This is what God vision God said I should do. The vision of love. They helped everyone his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, "Be of good courage." This is a family of encouragement. What you have doesn't make you inferior to me. What you don't have don't make you inferior to me. What I have don't make you make me superior to you. You carry what I don't have. I carry what you don't have. We'll encourage you. We help everyone, his neighbor. Make them available. Discuss your financial situation. Discuss your families. You see, the church is supposed to be the hub of help. But the church is also the most insecure place. That's why every pastor you see sounds like angels. Because they know the day they sound their weakness, you will never respect them again. We devour each other. Scriptures like confess your fault one to another, pray for one another, don't walk in the church again. You confess your fault one to another. You just call the brother and say, "I don't feel this today. The things I did in the office today, on head of." Now, I'm Robert, I will bring come this church. This is what Jesus is waiting for. The Lord told me he will restore the order of love that was in Acts of Apostles. We see the power that is more than the one we saw in the Acts. We see it. It's not prayer that Jesus is waiting for. You will see, this is the family that will demonstrate the power of the Spirit. But you must provide a home for the Lord here. Provide a home for the Lord. You must be ready to help one another. You must be ready to love. You must be ready to share. Are you listening to me? You must be ready to share. 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 Somebody told me, he said when they were planning birthday for me, that they said they wanted to give me money. And that my friend told them, if you give me money, they're wasting your time. Because he would dash it out. And my wife said, not true. Don't give him money. He will dash out the money. It was in your chapter. They know me. You can never ask me when I have and I say no. I can never deny you. One day I look at the way I do transfer my phone. Even me, I was now afraid of myself. I said, oh boy, this way you are living your life. Are you sure you are not going to be in crisis one day? That was Satan speaking. I have visions that I don't put upon myself. I don't discuss with anybody, not even my wife. There was a time during lockdown, my wife told me that I go out every night. Every night. I'm out. I'm packing food. I have plenty to take away back plastic. I will go make things make about rabbit. I will pack things to pack. I put in the car. There is a place where I know some guys who sleep on the street. I feed them every night. Not for preaching reason. That one is no man's business. There are three keys Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 6. If you follow it, it will work for you for life. Number one is almsgiving. If you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. He said it's different from man of God's giving. That's the one we cherish. Almsgiving. In fact, Jesus said, on the last day, some of you, I will tell you, you fed me. But he that giveth the poor, let me tell you, one of the ways to pull levels this vision that I have seen and confirmed is to give to the poor. God don't ignore it. That was what made Jesus go to the house of Cornelius. He said, your hands and your prayers have come to me as a memorial. I can't ignore you again. Almsgiving. Three keys in Matthew 6. Don't forget. Three keys. Almsgiving. Prayer. Fasting. Almsgiving. Prayer. Fasting. If you are engrossed in them, you can never be stranded. Build a family. Build a family. Make humanity project. Make humanity your project. Tell yourself, my neighbor will never sleep hungry. Check on each other. Find out why that person is being chased from that rent. It's a chase from that house. Support the person mentally. If the person is just being wasteful, surround him with help. Make a family out of this world. Don't be an event-based church. That all that we see is their flyer. Flyer, 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 flyer. Flyer, 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 flyer. Some of you, what you are doing is just similar to Nollywood. It's not better. The church of Acts of Apostles, they were home-based. They moved from home to home. They broke bread. Breaking bread is not communion, no. They share food. There is no place. The scripture, the Bible started with food. The fall of man was food. The final thing that Jesus left with us was food. The biggest temptation of the in the wilderness was food. His first temptation was food. Are you listening to me? His first miracle was food. Human life revolves around food. There are times you should go to Brother Bayo's house. When I was pastoring, we moved family to family for food fellowship. If you don't even have, we'll contribute and come and cook in your house. It grew the church.
There was a day we went to Brother Sunday's house in Police Colony. We were eating. He made the meal. We brought rice from our home to join. I said, me, I want to eat Brother Sunday's meal. When I was eating, I noticed he saw me. He got the apartment. He said, I want to join this. He said, what kind of talk is this? He said, all of them are just together. We sat in front of his house. Who were eating his meal. That brother quickly came to meet him and said, he said, now, we just brought her back to the house again. He said, now, I can't ask her to come and greet you. Because she might not be behaving well now. And the next minute, she start fighting and tear somebody's throat. I said, where is she? He said, I if you like it, I am a man of Kapora. So I said, let's go. I said, Auntie, how are you? He said, I'm fine. I said, do you sleep well at all? He said, I don't sleep well. I said, can you get me a glass of water? They gave me a glass of water. I said, Lord, the other day you gave us water. It's actually to bring water. You gave us back as well. Lord, I'm giving you this water. Give it back in the power of this. I gave it to him. My brother, Super John, that's the name of the brother. Super John called me, he said, my wife has been sleeping for 3 days, non-stop. She wakes up and sleeps again. I said, after this long sleep, she becomes stable. They became our member, she became stable since then. No, that insanity left. What they saw was family. They saw brotherhood. They saw us together. That is where God commands his blessing. Can you rise on your feet? I've done enough talk. Are you born again? If you are not born again, can you raise up your hand and say, Lord, I want to be born again.